CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The Keystone State, the state of my birth and the birth of Selina Zito of the Washington Examiner, of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of the New York Post. But we're going right now to Bedford, Pennsylvania, the Bedford Springs Hotel, an event most recently where Selina writes of the way politics used to be. That is, a husband and wife, the Harrisons, meeting for the first time a man named Edge, and a discussion about politics with all three people representing all three positions you can find on cable at any moment. But they were together. They were happy about it. Selina, this is not supposed to be happening. We're supposed to be heartening the differences between us and focusing on 2024. What explains this unusual phenomenon in the midst of a hotel? Was it the bourbon? Good evening to you, Selina.
Good evening. You know, I start to believe after a while, if you switch the different channels on cable news, that they really want us to be mad. Like that there's some sort of a monetary thing that they're going to gain if we all don't like each other. But the reality is, and this isn't just the only example, but it is the most recent example, is that, you know, we don't all want to be at each other's throats just because we have seen the world in a different way. I was at the Bedford Springs Hotel. It's a lovely, lovely old hotel that goes dates back to the 1700s. Every president, including George Washington, has stayed there, although George Washington stayed there in a tent. I was in the lobby, and there was this couple, along with another gentleman, just having, if you've ever just seen someone, a group of people having such a good time, you wish you were part of it, that's how these three people were. And it was just sort of really enjoyable to observe them interact with each other and chat with each other and laugh. And I could overhear parts of the conversation in the beginning. And then as they drew me into the conversation, they sort of added me in and they began to talk about politics. And it was very, very clear to me that their politics were very, very different. However, I mean, they even got into discussion of abortion and guns. And yet, nobody stomped off. There were nobody, you know, figured out a hashtag. It was just a very robust, enjoyable conversation filled with different ideas, also filled with laughter. And it was very, very enjoyable. And, you know, there is this assumption within the cultural elite that we are unable to do that we are unable to behave that way anymore. But my experience has been, and this is just one example of many experiences that I've had, is that's not who we are. We don't mind having differences. We, you know, as I was talking to them, Joanne, the woman, said, you know, I'm much better able or capable of defending my point of view when I'm defending it with people that I disagree with. And you can do it with dignity and you can do it with grace. And I think we learn as people more about why we believe what we believe.
Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Dear to me because Mom, pregnant with my brother Kevin, and I traveled to Camp Hill when Dad was called up for the Korean War from the reserves. And Camp Hill is a dim memory, but you've recently written up Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, whose family is from Western Pennsylvania, at Camp Hill making a presentation to Keystone conservatives. This is the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference. How was he received, Selina, this man from Florida?
Well, I think it's important to note that the Pennsylvania Leadership Conference is the big event for conservatives, annual event. It's a very important event. It draws conservatives from all over the state. And we're not just talking, and it's a variety of the people that participate that are part of the conservative coalition. There are establishment types, there are suburban voters, there's grassroots voters, there's the base. It's a really good mix. There's about 1,000 people there. And I would say about 20% of them had Make America a Great Again hats on. And DeSantis gets up and starts to speak. And from the moment that he starts to speak, he had these conservatives very engaged. He received several, probably at least a dozen standing ovations. And the crowd really loved him. And so I talked to him about that, talked to voters about that. And they said, so where are you? Pennsylvania's primary is going to be moved up till March, so it's going to be very, very important. Where are you with him as a candidate as opposed to Donald Trump? And what I heard was, I loved Donald Trump, still love Donald Trump, thought he was a great president, loved his policies. However, I'm ready to move with the next generation. And it's nothing against him. It's not that they don't respect him or like him. Some of them had challenges with his comportment. But for the most part, these voters, you know, as one woman said to me, you know, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can still like Donald Trump and support Ron DeSantis. So I think while that is not manifested yet in the polling, and voters there told me, they said, hey, DeSantis hasn't announced yet. He hasn't shown his best fight yet because he hasn't announced. However, the people there said, believed that once this primary gets started, once DeSantis announces, that they expect him to move up in the polling.
What I hear from you, the most important detail here is they're moving the primary forward to March. Does that mean Super Tuesday or in March sometime?
Yes.
Do we know?
Yeah, they're trying to put it on Super Tuesday.
That makes the Keystone State right in the mix, Alina, because that's a date that mixes small states and large states. Pennsylvania would be the critical one, not only for the primary, but for the general election.
Yes, absolutely. And it's being done in a bipartisan way through the state Democratic Senate, state House. Two Democrats proposed the bill. It's done through legislation, and I expect it to pass with bipartisan support.
And that means Republicans and Democrats are both going to hold their primary on that day in March, is correct?
Right. That is absolutely correct.
At this point, the president is said to be running for re-election, so it won't be as determinative, however things happen. I mentioned that Ron DeSantis' family from Western Pennsylvania, was that a fact he brought up in his speech? We have about 30 seconds.
Yes, he did. He mentioned that his mom and his dad was from Aliquippa, his mom was from Youngstown, and, you know, his grandmother and great-grandparents all lived in Aliquippa, and he would spend his summers there. He also reminded anybody that didn't know there that as a young teenager, well, I think he was 12, that his Little League team played in the World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Selina Zito on the Lincoln Highway, Route 30, across the Keystone State. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.